We did some things on offense where we made plays that counted. The week before when we played Chicago, we had turnovers in the red zone. This time we made those plays, didn't turn the ball over and capitalize on scoring opportunities. When you do that, you're going to feel good. Got contributions out of a lot of different guys and made a couple key plays.
Over the years, I'm sure you've seen teams take a 1-6 opponent lightly, but you've already got a wake-up call this year going to Tennessee and experiencing what you did there. What sort of message do you get across to your guys to make sure that they do not take any team lightly?
It's just in the NFL. We certainly didn't take Tennessee lightly. There was no wake-up call involved there. We have respect for everybody that we played. You don't have to look far past the way that Jacksonville played the NFC North teams. 3-point loss at Minnesota. A game that was 6-3 late in the third quarter against Chicago. That game ended up getting away from them. And then a real close game at Lambeau last week. But we certainly have a lot of respect for our opponents in the NFC North and the way Jacksonville's played those guys.
Not going to be with Maurice Jones-Drew, but they do have other people who are ready to step up. When you start preparing for that Jacksonville offense, what do you zero in on?
Last week they did a good job putting their passing game together. Cecil Shorts had a breakout game, over 100 yards receiving, made some big plays. They have a first-round draft pick, and Justin Blackman, who's made big plays for them. They get contributions from a lot of different guys. They have a first-round draft pick quarterback from 2 years ago. So they certainly have talent even without Maurice Jones-Drew, and we'll have to play our best defensively.
Did you like what you saw from Matthew? I mean, not that he surprises you, but it's nice to see him put it together. And in the manner that he did, it seems as though he's really doing as good a job as he has all season, taking what that defense gives him and making the other team pay.
Every week's different. There's certainly times that we could have helped him more in the first games, and there's a couple throws that he can make 6 inches or 12 inches better. I think in this game you saw guys make plays for him. Titus Young had a couple of really big-time catches. He had some good run after the catch. Matt was putting balls in good areas. I think he's always made good decisions and had a good idea of what defenses were doing. We just need to physically make the plays, and this last game we were able to do that.